This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Sudan's military and a powerful paramilitary force have engaged in fierce fighting in the capital and elsewhere in the country. Sudan's armed forces dismissed any possibility of negotiations or dialogue with the country's paramilitary rapid support forces. Saturday's clashes with armored vehicles, machine guns, and airstrikes delivered a new blow to recent hopes of an eventual transition to democracy. The fighting also raised fears of a wider conflict. A doctors group said at least 26 people were killed and more than 100 were wounded. The death toll from Russian missile strikes on an eastern Ukrainian city rose to double digits as rescue crews tried to reach people trapped in the rubble of an apartment building. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
In the darkness of the night, a crane hovers above a destroyed apartment block as it carries with it a large slab of debris. The rescue teams are busy searching for several people who are still in the wreckage after two bodies were recovered. A shell-shocked local resident tells the AP about the moment the shells hit her neighboring buildings. I go into the kitchen and see dust flying everywhere. I go out and see that there's no fifth floor anymore. A grandma lived there. Her son, Lyosha, is probably out here right now. They're probably still looking for her. The Ukrainian military is looking to beef up its ability to intercept missiles as it prepares for an expected spring counteroffensive to retake Russian-occupied areas of the country. I'm Karen Chamas.
Tens of thousands of Israelis took to the streets of Tel Aviv on Saturday for the 15th week of protests against the government's judicial overhaul. Israel's central bank and senior finance ministry officials have already warned that the judicial overhaul will impact investor sentiment and may hurt the economy. This is VOA News. France's president has signed a contested pension bill into law. VOA's Laurel Bowman has more.
French President Emmanuel Macron has signed into law a bill to raise the state pension age that sparked mass protests, the government's official journal showed on Saturday. The proclamation of the law came after France's Constitutional Council on Friday approved the main pension age increase and follows months of demonstrations against the plan, which the government forced through Parliament without a final vote. Laurel Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
The 10th anniversary of the Boston Marathon bombing is being marked today throughout the city of Boston, Massachusetts. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
A bagpiper plays as families, runners, the mayor, and governor look on at a wreath laying at one of the sites of the three memorials for the Boston Marathon bombing victims. It's a day of remembrance and a day of community service. In a city a decade ago rocked when two pressure cooker bombs were set off by brothers at the marathon finish line, one now on death row, the other killed during the manhunt along with an officer. A second officer died a year later from his injuries. The Boston Marathon takes place Monday. Audio courtesy WCVB. I'm Julie Walker.
At least 10 people were killed by Boko Haram militants in Nigeria's northeastern Yobe state, police said Saturday. It was the latest attack in a region where security forces are battling a long-running insurgency. Aid groups say the Boko Haram insurgency, which erupted in northeast Nigeria in 2009, has killed more than 350,000 people and forced at least 2 million people to leave their homes. At least 12 inmates were killed in clashes that broke out in a prison in the Ecuadorian port of Guayaquil, the prosecutor's office said Saturday. That was the latest deadly violence to rock that city's penitentiary system. The dozen inmate deaths occurred after a bloody confrontation erupted Friday, part of a spate of brutality that began when six detainees were found hanged in the same prison. Three female guards were killed earlier in the week. Christian worshippers thronged the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem on Saturday to celebrate the ceremony of the Holy Fire. It's an ancient ritual that for a second year in a row sparked tensions with the Israeli police. In the annual ceremony, a flame taken from Jesus' tomb is used to light the candles of believers in Christian communities elsewhere. The devout believe the origin of the flame is a miracle. Marissa Melton, VOA News.